Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's fun size. If you've already had to blame the elf on a shelf for why there's no mince pies left in the house, this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
And producer Paul is here.
Hi.
Well done. Thanks for coming in. You're brilliant.
Okay, all right. Dear
he
me.
Needs praise, otherwise he doesn't
know. I'm
well.
Fed up of hearing
So needy. Okay, these fun size episodes are with you every Tuesday to take a look at how the outside world approaches their diet. And we hear from a listener's slimming angel and slimming devil. We'll get a voice note from Hannah later. But first, let's try and save another relationship.
Oh, I love these.
I love these.
Okay, so here's the dilemma. A couple are living together. The girlfriend is on a diet and serves her boyfriend the exact same food as her.
Mm-hmm.
So we all do that. If we're mm-hmm. on a diet, everyone eats the same. He's not on a diet and says that the portions aren't filling him up.
Oh, poor him.
Her mum recently spotted him buying a burger at the drive-thru on the way home.
Oh, hang on.
It turns out he does it every night.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Now the girlfriend is unhappy. He's having a burger starter before coming home to her cooking, but who is in the wrong?
I love a burger starter.
Well, see, I mentioned something very similar on last week's episode, actually, about how my boyfriend quite regularly goes via the Costa drive-thru on the way home for a hot chocolate before dinner and then can't eat dinner because he's so full.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, yeah, I'm fuming already.
Well, Matt is a, I'm starving. I'm going to have 8 bags of crisps. Oh, I can't finish tea.
Yeah.
Right.
Or pudding before dinner as well. That's the one in our house.
Is it really?
Oh, it pisses me off.
He's not having...
Yeah, he's not doing... He sounds like he's eating the whole thing and he's doing this out of necessity.
Because it's not. There's not enough calories for him.
Why doesn't she, just make more to give him?
More for him, yeah.
I guess...
Or he has a dessert and she doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... I think if he's hungry...
Oh, make your own fucking dinner. Sorry, that's came
I don't
out
see
early.
The problem, because I would be more offended if he was doing this and then not eating what she had made for
yes,
him.
Yes, that is true.
But he is actually eating everything.
Yeah.
He's just still hungry. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I think you might have a point there. Because if he was eating that burger and then he was full...
Yes.
As our partners are...
All the time.
Then that is annoying and irritating and unacceptable. In an adult relationship.
Yeah.
However, he is saying, bring it on, I'll have it, as long as you don't mind me stopping at Macca's first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have a quarter pounder on the way home and then I'll eat your stupid stuffed peppers.
Beautiful stuffed peppers is what you mean. I have cooked different meals before, though, because there are certain diet foods that I have. Mm. And when I say diet, what I mean is extremely healthy and very good for me. Yeah, quark, for example.
Quark,
for example. There are certain foods that I just know are not going to cut it with Matt.
Mm.
He is very meat, veg, potatoes. I'll have that every night. That's how I've been brought up.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, oh, let's do Diet Coke chicken and a bit of rice.
Mix up a little bit.
And yeah, I just like different things to him. And he's very simple. Food-wise. So there's sometimes I just go, okay, I'm going to do this fancy new recipe, and if I've not tried it before, I don't know if it's going to be good. And then I'll just put a steak and kidney pie in the oven for him. A pucker, if you're listening. Hello, pucker. So So I sometimes do him different meals to me.
Well, that's crazy talk. I mean, honestly, if my boyfriend doesn't eat what I make him, well, he can fend for himself. I'm not doing two dinners.
Well, he's been to Costa First, as we know, so yeah. He will be fine. He's not wasting away.
Yeah.
Sounds like he needs it for his nerves as well, because it must be on a knife edge. So you... Do you like that? Is that good? Are you happy?
Yes, very happy.
To be fair, I have thought about that when he's come home recently when I've been a fucking hormonal mess, and I bet he thinks, what the fuck?
Not your fault if it's hormones.
What
though?
Am I going into today?
Can we stress that?
Here, take your child.
I love quinoa, I've always said it.
Do you know what? There is only one thing that he doesn't like, and that is mushrooms. He will eat everything else. He is good. He's a good little
boy. He sounds like he's a pleasure to live with, which is, can't understand right. Why you're always slagging him off.
Because I just love it.
So who's in the wrong?
I think she is.
Jesus, it pains us to say.
It does.
I think he, because he's eating the full meal,
yep.
Fair play to him.
Yeah.
Also, though, the mother-in-law is a grass.
Yeah.
Massive!
No one likes a grass.
I like a grass.
That's funny, I do.
You're a total
I am
grass.
A grass. I like a grass. Keep any grassing messages coming in, as far as I'm concerned. We put this on our Facebook community page and we had some really good reactions.
We did, yeah. Kelly says, if he doesn't have a weight issue, then he should be having bigger portions. I feed my hubby bigger portions than me and he still fills up on cereal, crisps and chocolate afterwards. I hate him.
Cereal after cereal. Tea. Go on, I'll have some
Oh,
frosties.
Yeah, boyfriend's done that.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
is it? Crave, Craze, whatever that one is, the chocolatey one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he loves that as a
Crave?
Pudding. Yeah.
The my boyfriend, he will have stuff that fills him up afterwards, and I always go, this is why on Slimming World, if you follow that plan, they are allowed 10 or 15 more sins a day than we
yeah,
are.
That makes me sick.
Men are allowed, I think it might even be
2. Isn't it 20? They're allowed is it 20 or 25?
I think they're allowed 25. 10 really? More sins a nice. Day. And which again is proof that men lose weight easier, their metabolism
let's
is quicker.
Let's reward them for being
So let's
annoying.
Give them more cake.
Just They're means allowed. We have to work harder in life, and so we're just burning more off.
Shelley says, my husband has a 9 p.m. pot noodle every night to deal with this very issue.
That's the secret to a happy marriage, chicken and mushroom.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I had a pot noodle.
Oh. No, me neither.
Don't talk to me, Ben, please.
Marissa says, let him have the burger. If she is serving him diet food and nothing else, he will lose more weight than her, so fuck that. Also, she is in danger of having a hungry man child around the house, and who has time for that?
God.
Oh, yeah.
I get hangry, being hangry.
Yeah.
But a hangry man child is fucking next level. And let me tell you, I work with three of them every morning. It's fucking horrible.
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts
yeah.
And, prayers.
And I am, like, genuinely, one of them, mentioning no name, Sparky, but he, I can look at him and go, oh, get him a cookie. Get him on quick.
Well, he had donuts for breakfast last week.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what happens if he doesn't. He gets, and he admits he gets hangry, yeah. But I can feel it. His eyes glow a different colour. Jennifer says, my husband and I have the same meal two different ways. I'm Slimming World, so homemade chips. He's oven chips.
Okay.
Matt and I do that often. I'm Slimming World, homemade pizza, and he's Chicago Town. I'm Muller Light, and he's Trifle.
Oh.
Oh my God. Slimming World homemade pizza is the only thing. Like, the homemade chips are great.
What do you mean homemade pizza? How do you make a homemade?
Well, the last homemade Slimming World friendly pizza I did was a Weight Watchers wrap. You yep. shove that in the oven with like tomato puree on as the
That's
base.
What I would give Ethan for his lunch.
Well, it's nice. Mm. It's not Chicago time, let me tell you that for nothing. But
right
it's
now.
Okay. It's okay.
Tracy says, I once rang hubby at lunchtime. And as he was telling me he was having a ham salad sandwich, I could hear in the background, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Busted!
It turns out he was having a triple cheeseburger, fries and an apple pie.
Well done. Well done.
I congratulated him on the apple pie as it has fruit in it.
Well, really great work.
That's great.
And the colour draining from his face as that clearly was going over the phone. Amazing. Jane says, personally, I'd be pissed off that he wasn't bringing a burger home for me.
Brilliant.
Which is brilliant. Well done. Remember, you can now get 3 episodes of this podcast a week. 2 are on this feed, and there's an extra portion on our Patreon page as well. It costs just £3 a month. You can get access to our whole library of extra portions, so a ton of extra episodes on there that you might not have heard already. You get weight loss certificates, you get free stickers, and you're in the draw for a £100 prize every month. Just go to patreon.com/secretslimpod, or you can search for The Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's get our next story.
Okay, we have 3 tips that don't involve eating less that could help with your diet.
Okay, yes.
Sounds too good to be true.
Do it.
Okay, so number 1, brush your teeth after meals. Okay.
Yes.
You're less likely to want to reach for a snack true. When your mouth is feeling so minty fresh.
It is really, really true. I've read this in a lot of different diets that I've done.
Have you done it?
Paul McKenna is the one I think that springs to mind.
Okay.
From yesteryear. And it does, it definitely works.
Should we all try it?
Yes.
I mean, it does make sense. Like it in really the morning, does. I brush my teeth before I come to work and then I don't have a coffee for another like 45 minutes because it just you don't want it.
What I would say is though, your heart's got to be in it and your head's got to be in it, because I have before brushed my teeth and then had some cheese and onion crisps in bed.
And so
what I'm saying is sometimes you can power through the minty taste. So you've got to really be in the
See,
right frame of mind.
I'm seeing this minty and I'm thinking after 8s.
You could definitely do that.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. So maybe that won't work then.
Okay.
Let's find the next one.
Number 2. Now I could get on board with this. Have your biggest meal at breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So study has shown that people who switch their calorie intake from the big meal at the end of the day to the big meal at the start of the day lose more weight.
Yep.
I've done this a lot recently without actually realizing. And, I mean, it's not doing so well at the moment, but I think
you're maintaining a lot, though, whilst eating shit.
Because usually I get to, like, 10 o'clock and it's first nap time and I'm like, yeah, full English for myself.
Yeah, the problem I've got is if I eat too much at breakfast, I need a nap. So whilst Ethan's having in your house, he's having nap time.
You get up a lot earlier than I do, though.
I'm so tired at the moment.
But we used to, on our radio show, we used to do a Friday morning show live from a cafe every Friday. And so we used to have a full English every Friday.
Really great,
and I would never have lunch
Me
that
too.
Day.
I'm agreed.
And I'd be quite happy lasting until dinner time.
Oh, that is true.
So
bring that back, guys.
Yeah, I wonder what the calorie intake would be like for those days, because I would never miss lunch.
I do think that is true, because on a weekend, I do tend to have like a bigger breakfast because boyfriend's at home. You know,
there's so just more time in there as
well. And we don't really have lunch of a weekend.
No.
We would usually probably just have like a snack or something and then go straight to dinner. So I do think there's something in this.
What's interesting is when I first started working with producer Paul, we used to have like scrambled eggs on toast.
Lovely.
At 6:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And then the fun police arrived at work.
Why, who's the fun police?
Paul himself.
Hi.
What?
And he stopped it. He stopped us having it.
He's a twat. That's a lovely, healthy breakfast.
Thank you. Isn't it brilliant? And we used to have it at 6:30.
Perfect time.
Yes, we were in the middle of a radio show at the time. That doesn't matter. And we used to all very much enjoy it. I bought a microwave bacon crisper.
Oh, yeah. I used to make this, by the way, for Joe. Honestly, you've never had scrambled eggs till you've had my scrambled eggs.
Oh, no, I make banging scrambled eggs.
They're not in the league with mine.
Paul's were really good.
My ex-boyfriend was a dickhead, but he did teach me how to make good scrambled eggs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. And then he stopped it. He mentioned rats. It was rats, wasn't it? We had rats.
Oh, yes, we did have rats, and I banned all eating in the studio.
Have you heard him? I banned all eating. Like, he's got that power.
I have.
Well, actually, he has, because everyone stopped doing it.
Well, Sparky just eats biscuits now, so that's true.
Well, that'll encourage them.
but I think there might be something in that. If you've got the time, have a bigger breakfast.
Okay, definitely. But we've talked about this for 5 minutes now, and everything was focused on breakfast. What are you going to have that's small at dinner?
It depends what I'm doing.
Beans on toast.
It depends what I'm doing.
Classic.
So, fat-free super noodles.
Okay, sure. But it's just...
Come on.
No, you're just being really...
Marshmallows toasted by candlelight.
Yeah, but you're being really enthusiastic about this big breakfast. You've got to be as enthusiastic to have a salad for dinner.
Okay, well,
hold on.
There's nothing on the list about that.
I haven't said anything about salad.
We need to really research what we'd have after that. But we're up for a big breakfast.
Third and final point, then. This is the one you might not like, Joe.
Go on.
Turn your heating down.
Why?
If you turn your heating off at night and sleep under just sheets, your body will work harder to keep your core temperature up, which burns calories. No, I think
I've been putting weight on since the hot water bottle came back into my life.
Oh my God, I love a hot water bottle.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, we live in a very old house. It was like 1890s it was built, and we are having whole new heating through and windows. It is very cold in there at the moment.
Is it?
The thought of sleeping in just a sheet and not a duvet doesn't sit right.
Wait till you get to my age.
Oh,
it's like, it's welcome. It's just welcome. I don't really get cold. I think I have a hot water bottle just for comfort.
Oh, yeah.
It's a comfort thing.
Lovely.
And then it's, get it out of this bed, quickly.
I'm not.
My body's on fire.
I mean, yeah, so they're the three at the moment.
They're the three. All of them we're fairly keen on.
Yeah.
Not 100%.
Mm.
But I'll do breakfast, that's fine.
If we can find some more, let's get some more, and then we'll pick them out of a hat, which ones we're going to try for the new year. Each fun size episode, we want to hear about the two sides of your dieting. Of course, your dieting personalities come out, Slimming Angel and Slimming Devil. This week it's Hannah.
Hi, my name's Hannah, and when I am a Slimming Angel, I will have a fridge full of prepared fruits and veggies. Breakfast will be a bowl of berries. Lunch will be soup. Hashtag make one meal soup. And my evening meal will be vegetable chili, vegetable stew, or some chicken and salad. Now, when I'm a Slimming Devil, which happened a lot earlier this week than expected, because I gained a pound at my local unofficial slimming group.
Oh, no.
I went off the rails completely and went to the supermarket and bought a full fat cheesecake, a full one to myself. I bought a box of Maltesers, a garlic bread baguette, a box of toffee apple pies, and I went home and ate them all.
Oh my God!
That's a sugar hangover from hell.
Yeah, proper crush that.
Oh my God, well done, Hannah. Have we all done that? Have you ever had a day where you've just gone to the supermarket and bought like multi-packs and eaten all of it?
Yeah. God, loads of times.
Paul?
I don't think I have,
It's such a bloke thing, isn't it? Oh, I'm just going to myself.
And sorry, producer Paul, you can't relate, but I do think time of the month and hormones has a lot to do with that as well.
Not your fault.
You crave that stuff.
Your fault. You can't help being hormonal. Paul can't even join in with this conversation. That's why we should talk about it more. We want to hear about the Slimmy Angel and Devil within you. Just send us a voice note on our socials at Secret Slim Pod. Everyone who we feature on the podcast gets an exclusive Slimming Angel sticker. Please get in touch with me if you've not received one. Because there has been some admin dramas with this particular episode that Paul has not yet rectified.
Mm.
And therefore, let me know you've been on it. I'll cross-check spreadsheets and I'll send you one out.
Katie's been really slow at sending these stickers out.
She really is, isn't she? That's it for this episode of Fun Size. We'll be back for our full episode on Thursday. Extra portions over on Patreon on Monday and another Fun Size podcast next Tuesday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, there's no shame in a game.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.